Time to get honest about what you've been avoiding. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I am delivering a snippet. I just love saying that. I love snippet land. Welcome, gals. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming. If you're new, hugs, kisses, and oh my God, I'm so glad you made it here, because this is the place to be if you are over 40 and struggling with alcohol. Most of the women are struggling with alcohol, but kind of got everything else together. So it's an interesting journey we're on. It's one of secrecy. It's one of shame. It's one of isolation. It's not a fun place to live. And that's why I'm here, to help you stop living there. There are a lot of us. You'd be amazed how many professional women out there are struggling with alcohol. You're not alone, babe. You are not alone. My goal today is to help you lighten your energetic load, meaning your emotional load, we could call it that as well, by talking about the crap that you're putting off. Now, we could talk about clutter, and actually, I'm going to take note of that, and we'll talk about that in another snippet here very soon, because that will help clear up some of your energetic space as well. But I'm talking about emotional space, and one of the biggest, heaviest things we can carry is procrastination. Who do you need to call? Where do you need to go? What appointment do you need to make? How long are you waiting before you clean out the closet or the bottom drawer? What have you put off? What are you procrastinating about? Now, this isn't just procrastination. I'm talking about sobriety. I'm talking about your personal growth. I'm talking about when I talk to you and I say to you, you know, how are you when you basically, to be honest, it would occur to me that if you're in snippet land, so you're hearing snippet after snippet after snippet, and you're not starting to step up, maybe the snippets make you feel bad. Do they? It's not my intention. It's not my intention to point out how you're not showing up for your life. Oh my God, that'd be awful. No, my intention is to inspire you to step up. And so today, I wanted to ask you, are you willing to be honest about the things in your life that you've been putting off, including your sobriety, including your journey of self-discovery, the emotional journey, the emotional maturity that we all need when we've been over-drinking? When we've been relying on alcohol against our will, we have emotional growing to do. And we put it off and we think, well, I'll do it later. I'll do it alone, or I won't do it. I'll do this, or I have a different plan, or maybe this. Or all of that is emotional weight that makes you feel heavy, that pulls you down, that drags you down, that makes you wonder what the hell you're doing with your life, because it's always in the back of the mind. If we want to feel light and clear, we have to clean some of this stuff out. So I'll ask you today to think carefully about what you've been putting off. And then ask yourself, am I willing to start picking some of these things up? Start picking them off of a list? Make a list and start crossing them off? Am I willing to lighten my emotional load by freeing up some space? You no longer have to worry about it because it's been done. This could even be something as mundane as a dentist appointment you've been putting off. Maybe you need to do some work on your taxes that you've been hoping it wouldn't happen. I don't know. You've got stuff. We all do. We all do. And today I'm inviting you to pick off one thing that's been haunting you. It's usually actually a lot easier to do than we think. It's funny. We spend so much time, oh, I got to do that. And it takes less time to do it than it did to worry about it all those weeks and months. So I want to invite you today. I really want to inspire you today, after this snippet, to ask yourself, what could I do? What do I need to do? What am I willing to do to lighten up my mental and emotional load? If you've got something nagging at the back of your mind, listen, when we feel like that, the only thing that we know, we end up drinking because it relaxes us. How can I relax when I've got all these things that I've been putting off, procrastinating, not getting done? So I've got a simple three-step process you can do. It won't take you very long, but it will really significantly lighten up your emotional load, your mental load. Number one, take a few minutes, maybe 10, in the next day or two, and make a list of the things that are haunting you. I like the word haunting because that's what it feels like, right? Make a list of the things that you know you're going to have to do that you haven't been doing and you've been putting it off. Include on there getting the help you need to get sober. Include on there the dentist appointment. Include on there all things great and small. Write them down. At least once we see them, they're not just a big, massive jumbo in the back of our mind. This jumble of, it just weighs us down. So number one, my dear, sit down and make a list. Be brave, be willing, be honest about what you know you want to do that you've been putting off. You know, it's something you might go, oh, maybe I'll tackle that January 1st. Write it down. What is it? What are the things in your life dragging your ass lower and lower every single day and causing you to pick up a drink because you're weighted down? Make that list. That's number one. Number two, I know you know what it is, but you'd be wrong. Number two is not pick one and do it. That's number three. Number two is spend a few minutes gathering up some willingness. Listen, we could say, all right, make the list, then look at the list and pick something, then go do it. But if you're not willing, if you're dreading it, that's really what I mean by willing. If you're thinking, oh man, I don't want to do this, I want you to spend a few minutes gathering up some willingness. And here's exactly how you do it. So number two is pick the thing on the list that you think you'd really like to get rid of. Don't pick the easiest thing. In fact, it would be best to pick something that is really dragging your ass down, right? And then spend a few minutes imagining that it's done. That's what I want you to do. Imagine that it's done now. It's done. It's out of your life. It's finished. It's over. It's gone. Just close your eyes and have a little imagination session, a little fantasy that it's finished. How do you feel? I'll tell you how you feel. You feel that big, big, gigantic emotion, relief. Relief is one of our strongest emotions. Isn't that amazing? Most people don't know that. If you think about it, it's true, right? So don't skip this step. Number two is take a few minutes to imagine that it's done. And don't just imagine it done, but feel what it feels like without having that thing nagging you. It's over, gone, out of your life, off the list. And then number three, then you do it. Because you know why? It'll be easier to do it if you believe you can do it, if you're willing to do it, if you've already imagined yourself doing it, will be easier to do it instead of going into it unwilling or dreading it or to think, you know, God, I guess I better do this. This totally sucks. I don't want to do this. I better do it. Okay. No, if you first do the second step and visualize it over with, you get to look forward to that beautiful feeling of relief. And that is what's going to help you do it, actually do it. Gals, every little thing that we can do to lighten up our lives, to free up emotional space is worthwhile because this day, this moment is the only one we have. And to spend it unnecessarily dragged down is a very, very sad. Makes me sad. It's a waste of precious, precious time that we really don't have. So, three steps. Make your list, then choose your item and visualize it and feel the relief of doing it. And then number three, get out there and do that thing. Get her off the list and then come back to number one again. You know you want to do this. It's a love-hate relationship. I want to clear up this space, but I don't want to do it. Oh, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Because we know in Snippet Land that in order to grow, we have to be willing to take uncomfortable action. That's just part of the program. Now, let's quickly address, what do you do if the big item on your list is, I have to quit drinking, Becca? What do you do? What do you do? Well, number one, see it there on the list. Number two, visualize yourself completely free from alcohol. You never even think about it. You don't care. You're free. It's gone. It's out of your life. And then number three, come on the sobriety journey with me. What are you waiting for? There's no reason to wait. The support and community you need if you're 40 plus and struggling is right here in Snippet Land. And today, I'm going to invite you to go to the show notes, tap the link. It's going to open up my calendar. and you and I can meet, have a chat for 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll see if you are a fit for the journey of self-discovery that I bring women on, the journey that leads to the promised land. Tap the show notes, and I'll see you there. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.